Hello, this is Ken Pentel. I'm just checking in again. I wanted to talk a little bit about energy. The other night on TPT, there was an hour of interviews with the major party candidates for governor. Once again, the Green Party, Environmental Party, myself, Ken Pentel, who's been working on environmental issues for over 20 years, was excluded from this interview session on TPT. And the airwaves, not offering us the information to solve problems, that to me is should be a deep concern, anyone who cares about Democratic airwaves. Neither here nor there. In an hour of discussion about the environment in Minnesota, the word nuclear was not brought up once. Nuclear was not brought up once. Now, Minnesota, we have the Monticello Nuclear Power Plant 45 minutes north of the Twin Cities on the Mississippi River, and then two reactors south at Prairie Island of the Twin Cities on the Mississippi River. The Prairie Island facility is 3.5 blocks away from the Bittawakaton Dakota Tribe of the Prairie Island Indian Reservation. They're the closest community to any nuclear reactor in the country. 1 hour, the word nuclear was not brought up once in an environmental discussion in Minnesota among the candidates who want to be governor in the state, Democrat, Republican, Independents. That should be a huge concern for those that want to protect the homeland especially, but also future generations and economics and so on and so forth. As I mentioned before, Minnesota imports 97% of its fuels. We spend about $15 to $20 billion a year on energy. Part of that is the uranium. In the nuclear cycle, what we're looking at is digging into the earth to mine for uranium, creating massive piles of tailings, spending huge amounts of energy to get that uranium. We take the uranium, spend huge amounts of energy refining it into pellets, put it into tubes, bring it to the core of the reactors, and then we create a bombardment effect of neutrons, and eventually heat is created, boiling water, turning a turbine, creating steam, and electricity. Okay? Boiling water. We live in farm country. It's not hard to boil water in Minnesota, but neither here nor there. This is the choice they made. As the reactor's running, it regularly, every month or so, emits gases, tritium, iodine, strontium-90, toxic gases into the surrounding areas. According to the Minnesota Department of Health from the early 1990s, the Bittawakaton tribe is exposed to 6 times the acceptable levels of radiation than anyone else in the state of Minnesota. Statistics have shown of the 105 nuclear power plant sites in the United States, 18% of the women in the U.S. live within a 100-mile radius. They account for 55% of the breast cancer mortality in the United States. So they consistently say nuclear is safe, it's clean. No, huge amounts of carbon to extract, refine the uranium. Running facilities creates a toxic effect. But then, you know, one natural occurrence, one technological failure, one terrorist act could wipe out a nuclear power plant, creating incredible amounts of plumes of toxic radiation into the environment, into the water system, permanently damaging the upper Mississippi River Valley, causing massive rates of cancer, huge disaster right there waiting to happen. Industry is basically insured by the public. One of the things that got off the Price-Anderson Act got the nuclear industry off of having to pay for their own insurance. So they pay for the first $560 million, but then they don't pay for the billions and billions and billions and dollars in damages and then the human life and all the things that would be associated with a meltdown on the upper Mississippi River. The other thing, of course, is that we're producing plutonium and nuclear waste. This waste has to be isolated from the biological condition for about 10,000 to 250,000 years. And no one talks about this technology consistently running in the state of Minnesota. Who's got a budget for this? Who's got taxes for this? You'll hear all sorts of dominant political party candidates talking about budgets and taxes and so on, but they're in like absolute la-la land when it comes to some of these ecologically destructive practices, including nuclear power. It's time we immediately start phasing out these reactors. I want to start phasing them out within a two-year period of time, encasing them, hardening them, surrounding them with the National Guard. We cannot continue to play roulette with these reactors. We've got to protect not only ourselves, because we're paying endlessly for the problem, but we're also just living with the risk every day. We're leaving future generations this huge mess in nuclear to clean up. It's wrong, it's unethical, it's immoral. We're creating plutonium, which can be used in dirty bombs in the future. It's time we shut the reactors down. That's another reason to vote for the Pentel-Provencher campaign. We could displace these nuclear reactors with energy efficiency. The power plants of the future. I mean, the reactors make up about, 17% of our state's electrical use. We could displace that with energy-efficient refrigerators, air conditioners, motors, windows, lighting, and we could save well beyond the amount of energy we produce through nuclear, through saved energy. Saved energy is the future power plants. That's something we need to plan for. Saving energy, creating jobs in the process, 2 to 10 times more jobs, reducing the cost of living, because once you're saving energy, you don't need to be buying poison to produce electricity in the future. We keep billions of dollars in our pockets, billions of dollars in our local economies. We can put ourselves on a path that's sustainable. The people in charge now are high risk, high cost, and no one is holding them accountable. It's time that we step up, use the power of your vote to vote against this madness, this insanity in energy, and let's bring some sanity back to planning a healthy, strong, enduring future. So thank you very much, and I'll have a new report come up very shortly. Take care. Bye-bye.